ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 We are today reading the first text of the first chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. The first chapter is entitled Observing the Armies on the Battlefield of Kurukshetra. Text 1, so please repeat the Sanskrit. Dhritarashtra uvacha.
Dhritarashtra uvacha.
Dharma kshetre kurukshetre.
Dharma kshetre kurukshetre.
Samaveta yoyotsava.
Samaveta yoyotsava.
Mamaka pandavascheva.
Mamaka pandavascheva.
Kim akrovata sanjaya.
Kim akrovata sanjaya.
Dhritarashtra uvacha.
Dhritarashtra uvacha.
Dharma kshetre kurukshetre.
Dharma kshetre kurukshetre.
Samaveta yoyotsava.
Samaveta yoyotsava.
Mamaka pandavascheva.
Mamaka pandavascheva.
Kim akurvata sanjaya.
Kim akurvata sanjaya.
Dhritarashtra uvacha.
Dhritarashtra uvacha.
Dharma kshetre kurukshetre.
Dharma kshetre kurukshetre.
Samaveta yoyotsava.
Samaveta yoyotsava.
Mamaka pandavascheva.
Mamaka pandavascheva.
Kim akurvata sanjaya.
Kim akurvata sanjaya.
This will be
Dhritarashtra uvacha.
Dhritarashtra uvacha.
Dharma kshetra kurukshetra.
Dharma kshetre kurukshetre.
Samaveta yoyotsava.
Samaveta yoyotsava.
Mamakeva pandavascheva.
Mamaka pandavascheva.
Kim akruvata sanjaya.
Kim akruvata sanjaya. Dhritarashtra uvacha. This will be
Dhritarashtra uvacha.
King Dhritarashtra said.
King Dhritarashtra said.
Dharma kshetre.
Dharma kshetre.
In the place of pilgrimage.
In the place of pilgrimage.
Kurukshetra.
Kurukshetra.
In the place named Kurukshetra.
In the place named Kurukshetra.
Samaveta.
Samaveta.
Assembled.
Assembled.
Yuyutsava.
Yuyutsava.
Desiring to fight.
Desiring to fight.
Mamaka.
Mamaka.
My party.
My party.
Sons.
Sons.
Pandava.
Pandava.
The sons of Pandu.
The sons of Pandu.
Cha.
Cha.
And.
Eva.
Eva. Certainly.
Certainly.
Kim.
Kim.
What.
What.
Akurvata.
Akurvata.
Did they do.
Did they do.
Sanjaya.
Sanjaya.
Oh Sanjaya.
Oh Sanjaya.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. Srila Prabhupada ki. Dhritarashtra said, O Sanjaya, after my sons and the sons of Pandu assembled in the place of pilgrimage at Kurukshetra, desiring to fight, what did they do? Not purport. Bhagavad Gita is the widely read theistic science summarized in the Gita Mahatmya, glorification of the Gita. There it says that one should read Bhagavad Gita very scrutinizingly with the help of a person who is a devotee of Sri Krishna and try to understand it without personally motivated interpretation. The example of clear understanding is there in the Bhagavad Gita itself, in the way the teaching is understood by Arjuna. who heard the Gita directly from the Lord. If someone is fortunate enough to understand the Bhagavad Gita in that line of disciplic succession without motivated interpretation, then he surpasses all studies of Vedic wisdom and all scriptures of the world. One will find in the Bhagavad Gita that all that is contained in other scriptures, but the reader will also find things which are not to be found elsewhere. That is the specific standard of the Gita. It is a perfect theistic science because it is directly spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna. The topics discussed by Dhritarashtra and Sanjaya, as described in the Mahabharata, form the basic principle for this great philosophy. It is understood that this philosophy evolved on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, which is a sacred place of pilgrimage from the immemorial time of the Vedic age. It was spoken by the Lord when he was present personally on this planet for the guidance of mankind. The word Dharma Kshetra, a place where religious rituals are performed, is significant because on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, the personality of God that was present on the side of Arjuna. Dhritarashtra, the father of the Gurus, was highly doubtful about the possibility of his son's ultimate victory. In his doubt, he inquired from his secretary, Sanjay, what did they do? He was confident that both his sons and the sons of his younger brother Pandu were assembled in that field of Kurukshetra for a determined engagement of the war. Still, his inquiry is significant. He did not want to compromise between the cousins and brothers, and he wanted to be sure of the fate of his sons on the battlefield. Because the battle was arranged to be fought at Kurukshetra, which is mentioned elsewhere in the Vedas as a place of worship, even the denizens of heaven, Dhritarashtra became very fearful about influence of the holy place on the outcome of the battle. He knew very well that this would influence Arjuna and the sons of Pandu favorably, because by nature they were all virtuous. Sanjaya was a student of Vyasa, and therefore by the mercy of Vyasa, Sanjaya was able to envision the battlefield of Kurukshetra even while he was in the room of Dhritarashtra. And so Dhritarashtra asked him about the situation on the battlefield. Both the Pandavas and the sons of Dhritarashtra belong to the same family, but Dhritarashtra's mind is disclosed herein. He deliberately claimed only his sons as gurus, and he separated the sons of Pandu from the family heritage. One can thus understand the specific position of Dhritarashtra in relationship to his nephews, sons of Pandu. As in the paddy field, the unnecessary plants are taken out. So it is expected from the very beginning of these topics that in the religious field of Kurukshetra, where the father of religion, Sri Krishna, was present, the unwanted plants like Dhritarashtra's sons, Duryodhana, and others would be wiped out, and the thoroughly religious persons headed by Yudhishthira would be established by the Lord. This is the significance of the words Dharmakshetra and Kurukshetra, apart from their historical and Vedic importance. Dhritarashtra Vacha Dharmakshetra Kurukshetra Samaveta Yutsava Mamaka Pandava Seva Kimakurvata Sanyaya. Dhritarashtra said, O Sanjaya, after my sons and the sons of Pandu assembled in the place of pilgrimage at Kurukshetra, desiring to fight, what did they do? Omajanati Mandasya Jansana Shakaya Saksun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Staptam Yena Bhutale Svamrupkadamyam Dadati Svapadantikam. Vandiyam Shiyoshi Yoda Patakamlam Shirum Vaishnavam Shasirupam Jarachatam Sakan Raghunatam Putam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parachana Saitam Sikrishna Chitanya Devam Shirada Krishna Padam Sakalita Shivishakam Vitamsha Hey Krishna Karna Sina Dina Bandha Jyatpakti Kopesha Kopka Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste Tapta Kansana Gauran Hiradi Vrindavaneshwari Vishvana Suddevi Pranamaya Hari Priya Vankha Kalpta Rubisha Kripasana Bravisha Patnam Pavan Vyo Vashna Vyo Namo Namo Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Kadada Shivasa Adigora Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Charasamrita Namne. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamita Namne. Namaste Sarasvata Devi Gauravani Pracharane. Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paskacharya Tisatarne. Srila Prabhupada Ki. So here we have this first chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. It's entitled Observing the Armies on the Battlefield of Kurukshetra. It's like an introduction to the Bhagavad Gita. Of course, we have the first 13 verses. There, Dhritarashtra's doubts will be expressed. Is doubtful about the outcome of the battle, because he sees many signs will come up which are in favor of the Pandavas, although in numeric strength the Kurus or the Kauravas were much stronger in number. But in the first 27 verses, they are describing all the preparations for the war that is going to take place. So the first 13 is Dhritarashtra's doubts. And then from 14 to 23, the second part, there different signs of victory will come up. That's like we say omens or signs that everything will be in favor of the Pandavas. And then from 24 till 36, that's where Krishna Arjuna is asking Krishna, please put the chariot in the midst of the two armies. And one can understand the relationship between Krishna and Arjuna. What is this relationship will be there described. And then after that, the last part, from 37 till 46, Arjuna gives four main reasons why he will not fight. Four reasons, and then in the second chapter there is a fifth reason. He will give five reasons, very shastric, moral reasons. Then, of course, the main dilemma in the Bhagavad Gita is Arjuna does not want to fight. That's a problem. And Krishna wants him to fight. Of course, many people who did not really read the Bhagavad Gita and they know something, they know, oh, it just Krishna wants Arjuna to fight. But there is more going on than that. It's Krishna organized the whole drama. We will discuss that further. Why does he not want to fight a war? That will all be described in detail. So the first 27 verses gives basic information about the two parties and who they are, and the main personalities are described, and they're the blowy of their conch that is described, so that we know what the parties are and what are the background and the intrigues and why they are fighting. That's all explained. But there are sometimes we think, yeah, the first chapter is just an introduction. It's not so important. But there is a lot of things in deeper. When you go deeper, you'll find a lot of spiritual knowledge already. And there are a lot of very interesting commentaries which we will mention, of Srila Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakur, of Baladev Vidyabhusan, because Srila Prabhupada bases his commentaries are based mainly on Baladev Vidyabhusan and on Srila Chakravarti Thakur, Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakur, that they put in some very interesting points. They see between the lines, and it becomes very nectarian to hear their commentaries. So we have here the first verse that set the scene. Sanjaya was the secretary of Dhritarashtra. This is a very interesting point made by Bhurijan Prabhu, and I did not find any Shastric reference, but there must be some, but I could not find it. But I will read what he was saying during the Bhakti Shastri course. It says, after the battle was going on for some days, after Bhishma had fallen on the battlefield, Sanjaya was fighting in the battle, and he journeyed to Hastinapur to tell this news to Dhritarashtra. And he's relating at that time what has happened up to this point in the battle, and this wonderful dialogue between Krishna and Arjuna, which includes the Bhagavad Gita. That is, yeah. So Dhritarashtra, he was blind, and he did not know what happened in the battle. So in the purport that we just read, Srila Prabhupada, he explained the word Dharmakshetra as a place where religious rituals were performed. Because on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, the personality of God, it was present on the side of Arjuna. Dhritarashtra, the father of the Kurus, was highly doubtful about the possibility of his son's ultimate victory. In his doubts, he inquired from his secretary Sanjay, what did they do? He was confident that both his sons and the sons of his younger brother Pandu were assembled in that field of Kurukshetra for determined engagement of the war. Still, his inquiry is significant. He did not want to compromise between his cousins and brothers. He wanted to be sure of the fate of his sons on the battlefield, because the battle was arranged at Kurukshetra, which was mentioned elsewhere in the Vedas as a place of worship. Even for the denizens of heaven, Dhritarashtra became very fearful of the influence of the holy place on the outcome of the battle, because he was bad. He did not want a good place to put its favorable influence, because that would diminish the power of his sons, or possibly the power of the Pandavas would become stronger, or possibly the Kauravas would leave the battle. No, he did not want any of that. He wanted a battle, a war, an annihilation of the Pandavas. It's interesting. He was afraid of the influence of the place. So I was thinking a bit about it. If we come in a place, do we think about the influence of that place? That like you are in the middle of the city, sinful activities everywhere. Are we afraid of the influence of the place of on our consciousness? That this is an important consideration for a devotee. That he prefers to go in the temple, which is a transcendental place, and his home it turns into a temple. It becomes a transcendental place, and that's favorable for the performance of devotion service. The Gaunitai here, this is a temple in that way. And he avoids to go to places where they perform sinful activities. That, even when you go shopping, very dangerous sometimes. Yes. You go shopping, you hear Srila Prabhupada in your ear, the MP3 player, to get out. But it's an important consideration. When I met Mahavishnu Goswami 20 years ago, the old Gujarati Goswami, he said when I heard from his servant, when he was flying with the airplane, he would not eat anything, he would not drink anything, just chant the whole time, and he would not do any of these things during the flight. Afraid to be, avoiding to be influenced by the sinful place, because what do they do in such an airplane? The most sinful things are going on there. So a devotee is concerned about the influence of the place always. Where do I go? So it's not. It's a very intelligent consideration of Dhritarashtra, because everything we do, we have the influence of the place, which is favorable or unfavorable for the activities we want to do. That he's asking that, like, but Dhritarashtra is crooked, because he's asking this in a neutral way, but his consciousness is not neutral at all. That you know very well that the place would influence Arjuna and the sons of Pandu, because they were very virtuous, with Sanjay, who is telling what happened on the battlefield. He was a student of Vyas. Therefore, by the mercy of Vyas, he could see the battlefield even while he was in the room of Dhritarashtra. Even it passed, it was a few days ago, he still could see everything in detail what happened. That he could hear Krishna's voice by the mercy of Vyas. So Dhritarashtra asked about the situation on the battlefield. Srila Prabhupada says the word Dharmakshetra, the situation on the battlefield. So Dhritarashtra, being bad, was afraid of this good place, that it would diminish the power of his sons. So he did not want his sons and the Pandavas to compromise, or the Pandavas to become stronger, or leave the battlefield under the influence of Dharmakshetra, Kurukshetra. What Dhritarashtra wanted, he wanted a war. He wanted the Pandavas to be annihilated. That was his intention. That he's asking that in a neutral way. That so his consciousness is not on at all neutral, Srila Prabhupada says. But one should hear Bhagavad Gita from a disciplic representative without motivation, without motivated interpretation. That's important, that to understand Bhagavad Gita one must be a devotee, or one must approach a devotee, and from him can learn Bhagavad Gita. Tot vina prane partner pari prasna na sivaya. Upadiksan di tekinam jana stot fadarsha. One must approach a spiritual master, devotee of Krishna, inquire submissively and with a service attitude. That, and then when one is submissive internal, then one can receive the knowledge. Otherwise, one does not receive it really. It's just superficial. Well, one will not be able to understand and put it in practice. That's because Bhagavad Gita is finally its confidential knowledge. That that will be discussed at length in Bhagavad Gita. We will discuss that. These qualifications. Srila Prabhupada said, one must be in the position of Arjuna. To when one must have the qualifications of Arjuna to understand Bhagavad Gita. And we will learn about them. That the history of Kurukshetra. Of course, that goes back to King Kuru. King Kuru, he was the king, the emperor of the whole earth. And one day he went to this place, which is called Kurukshetra, and he started to plow the land like a farmer. And King Indra came and said, "You are the king, the emperor of the world. This is not an activity for a king. Why are you doing that?" Well, Pandu said, King Kuru said, "I want to cultivate this land, and so that everyone who comes here and performs any pious act in the future, any act done here, and they will go back. I want them to go back to heaven." And King Indra said, "That's not possible. Don't waste your time with this." And King Indra is in charge of the clouds and so on, and he started to produce rain and heavy rainfall and so many storms. And Pandu, King Kuru was tolerating everything, and that went on for a long time, and just that King Kuru was tolerating this suffering and was called tolerating, and he was trying to plow the land. And then at a certain moment the other demigods said to King Indra, "Can't you see this guy is tolerating everything? Give him a break. Don't give him such a hard time. He's a devotee of Krishna." And then King Indra finally came and he said, "Yes, I will give you the benediction." That, in fact, King Kuru, in the beginning, his intention was everyone who does activities on this land will attain liberation, but Kindra cannot give liberation. That's not but to heaven that he could give. That's a history mentioned in one of the Shastras. I don't also have the reference, but that's where the name Kurukshetra comes from. There's also another meaning, like Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport, that it's, yeah, I will read it, that that's So also very interesting, I mentioned that the last time already, this is the first verse of the Bhagavad Gita. Then the last verse of the Bhagavad Gita, and that's very interesting. We go to the end of the Bhagavad Gita, and we read the last verse. Yatra yogesvaro krishna yatra partha danurdharam tatra shrivichayohu bhutir truvanitir matirmamam. Wherever there is Krishna, the master of all mystics, and wherever there is Arjuna, the supreme archer, there will also certainly be opulence, victory, extraordinary power and morality. That is my opinion. So this last verse is in fact the answer on the first verse, which is a question. So it's very simple. We have the first verse is the question, and the last verse gives the answer. So why do we need all the other verses? If you have only two verses, it would be very practical to distribute Bhagavad Gita, that very short book. But what's between is very important. We will see that Krishna's compassion. It is ironic that Dhritarashtra is telling what they are doing and then asking what they are doing. That's what he says. Yeah, they are assembled to fight. And then he's asking what are they doing? Are they going to get a vacation together and enjoy it? No, they are going to fight. So that's a little strange, right? So Dhritarashtra is a tricky fellow. He's a little crooked. He has Hridaya Dourbalyam, like Duryodhan also. He had this Hridaya Dourbalyam, this attachment to his sons. Because he felt that since he was normally the oldest, was older than Pandu, and he had to be the king, but because he was blind, he could not be the king, and he had always problems with that he was not the king. And then when Pandu died, when the Pandavas were still children practically, he became in charge of everything as the he was governing on behalf of the Pandavas. Then through tricketing, he gave the power to all his 100 sons, especially Duryodhan, who was the most evil. When Duryodhan took birth, then Vidura, who was giving good counsel to Dhritarashtra, said to this Krishna, "This Duryodhana has been born, kill him immediately. Better to sacrifice one village than the whole country." Because his astrological prediction was that he was the most evil person, that he was going to be the cause of the destruction of the whole dynasty. He just said, "Get rid of him." Dhritarashtra could not follow that advice. So Yet is at this Sridhari Darbalyam for his sons. And he gave, in a tricky way, the power to his sons. And we know so many entries, they tried to kill the Pandavas in so many ways. So, in the Garga Samhita, the Garga Samhita mentions that Duryodhana is a partial amsa, a part, an amsa, of Kali. Kali is evil personified. That is Kali is everywhere where there is quarrel, there is Kali. So Dhritarashtra is a demigod named Bhairav. So he's playing a role actually. That's what Purnachandra Maharaj said. He says he's really a nice guy, but he's playing the evil role. And the first verse is Dharma Chatra Kuru Chatra. So this is very interesting. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has described that Sarasvati Devi has indicated a special meaning here for the word Dharma. He describes that, and Prabhupada refers to this in the last paragraph of his commentary. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that Dharmaraj or Yudhishthir, who is Dharmaraj, Dharma personified, and his brothers are compared to the rice plants in the Kshetra, in the field. Dharma means Yudhishthir, and Kshetra means that place. They are compared like rice plants, and Krishna is the farmer. Very interesting. He's the gardener. As in the rice paddy field, when you are growing rice, there are these syam or dark plants, which must be pulled up. Otherwise, they suck all the water and kill the rice plants. So Duryodhana is like the dark weeds. And Krishna is pulling up Duryodhana and company, which are like weeds, which will destroy the field. And Krishna assisting the Pandavas is like the water, pulling water in the rice field and pulling the wall around the rice field to keep the water nicely situated. Srila Prabhupada mentions Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti's example in his commentary in the last few sentences. Yeah. We have read that, the weeds, that's another way of seeing Kurukshetra. Of course, Kurukshetra, before they have all assembled there during the moon eclipse, that's in the Krishna book, yeah, and in the 10th canto. That's very interesting also. There's a meeting. Therefore, for the first time, the Vrajavasis will meet the residents of Dwarka and the queens of Dwarka. The gopis will meet the queens of Dwarka. That's very interesting. As gopis see Krishna as their object of love. That in conjugal love, parakiharas, and then you have the queens of Dwarka, then led by Rukmini. That is, and also Queen Kunti is there, the Pandavas, they're all there. At the moon eclipse, at that time, they were there. So, because an eclipse is mostly not considered to be auspicious, rather inauspicious, then they go to a holy place and to counteract that. like when Lord Chaitanya appeared, there was also a moon eclipse. And everyone to counteract went to take a bath in the Ganges and to chant the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Krishna. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Ram. That's what I could say on this first verse. Any comments or questions about this? Dharmakshatra, Purukshatra, Samaveta Yudhara, Mamaka Pandavasiva, Kimakovata, Sanyaya. It's at Mamaka. It addresses Mamaka. My sons. That's the point. That's his attachment. My sons. And the sons of Pandu. Mm.